A little bit later in the show, Jason Sobel is going to join us as we talk about Scottie Scheffler's dominance. Also, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. The Commanders rookies reported on Friday. They start training camp tomorrow is when veterans report. And I believe on Friday or Saturday, they'll have their first practice open to the public. Yesterday marked 2 years since we had our Burgundy and Sold party.
That was a huge day.
2 years.
That was 2 years ago.
July 20th.
2 years ago.
It's 2023.
Just start digging a grave. It's over. Life's flying by.
Get my funeral card ready.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, Josh bought the team right before the season started.
Yeah.
Then he had to deal with Rivera for a year. Then he whacked him, and then the new era began. But yeah, it's been 2 years.
That's pretty insane.
You and I are
2 years.
Are you going to the happy hour tonight?
Yeah, it's right in the teeth of like traffic time. I don't know when I should head out to Ashburn.
We're going to be hanging out with Dan Quinn and Adam Peters
tonight. Very good. You're going to have a 5 or 10 minute convo with Coach Quinn.
Probably.
Because you guys are seagulls. You have that in common.
I think it's 5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, it is.
Did you went with Cakes last time? Did you stay like the whole time? Did you go early? What'd you do?
Oh, I was early.
I got there maybe 15 minutes before.
I didn't stay the whole time. I probably stayed an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, traffic's going to be just brutal for you. But
I don't know. I'll put it in ways. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Get there by 5:30.
Yeah, you should be fine.
I would think so.
Well, then going back is going to be tough, too. But.
No hacky Terry McLaurin questions. You just can't.
I didn't ask one football question when I talked to him last year.
You know what? I'm sure you appreciated that.
I talked about life.
I mean, I talked to him for 3 seconds, so I didn't talk to him about really anything. It's fine.
I think the last thing they want to talk about is football.
I understand.
You won't talk to him about Trump, will you?
No. Because
we have to do it now. So the big story is, Donald Trump on Truth Social sent out a couple of messages. The first one was the Washington whatevers
that makes me laugh.
Change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the 6 original baseball teams with a storied past, are great Indian people in massive numbers want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done. What'd you make of it?
I mean, it's just weird that a name that the team was basically forced to change a few years ago, now the pendulum is swung all the way in the other direction where the leader of the free world is trying to get them to change their name back to Redskins.
It's just
bizarre.
I hate that this has come up, and I'll just preface it all by saying I'm a Trump guy, like in Montgomery County, probably the only one. In D.C., probably the only one. So I hate to bring that up because I know people hate him, but I don't care. I like him. He's talking trash here. He can't do this. It's not going to happen. The Harris Group has no desire to do this. They're not going to do this, guys. This is just a waste of everyone's breath and time. I wish they never changed it, but you know my position on this. The money spoke. They pulled the advertising. I don't see a scenario. I don't care what Mike Florio thinks. I don't see a scenario where Josh Harris's group, and how many partners does he have? 17 partners
20.
Or so.
A lot. Yeah.
That they're going to put their money up, like change it back, and then when the political winds change again, be vulnerable to another protest and boycott, and then potentially, you know, lose tens of millions of dollars in advertiser money again. Trump's talking trash. He makes me laugh. This is not going to happen. This is a waste of everyone's breath. It's just not. I wish it never changed. The name Commanders is brutal. Redskins is not offensive. There's zero intent to offend. But the small minority has been loud, and then they've managed to pull these boycotts, and it's over. We lost. It's over.
Without getting too political, it just felt like a guy who's trying to get your eyes off of the main topic. And it's bluster. He can't do anything about it. Ultimately, if he had to do something about it, it would take a lot of time. The district has the land right now.
He's not going to do anything. He's talking trash.
It's called exactly.
This is a classic bluff.
No, he's sitting there on the toilet just trolling. He can't. He's not going to make this happen. Even if he could, he's not. It's not going to happen. And I don't even think for a second the Harris Group Honestly, they don't want to. Want it to happen.
They don't want to.
When Josh Harris went to the podium and said, this is what I knew was never going to go back. We're not going to go back to the Redskins because of obvious reasons. That told me he thinks it's offensive on some level.
Yeah, so and I believe, like, and I believe Josh Harris. I don't believe Josh Harris.
I'm like, Josh Harris doesn't even want to change it.
Well, here's an
another obvious reason is for money. I think that could you could read that into it too. Like we're going to lose an S ton of money if we change the name back.
Well, here's an interesting perspective.
How would they, well, just explain that to me. Work well, that through I mean, me. How would they lose money?
Well, sponsors that might
if
have
they
an
lose
issue,
their
issue
sponsors,
with the name,
yeah, potentially, right?
Stuff like that,
right?
Here's an interesting perspective from the Cleveland Guardians president of baseball operations. Mm-hmm. His name's Chris Antonetti. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Indians changed their name to the Guardians in 2021. Before that, they retired Chief Wahoo. Mm-hmm. So it was a 2 or 3 year process for them to change their name to Guardians. He said, we understand there are different perspectives on the decision we made a few years ago, but obviously it's a decision we made. We've got the opportunity to build a brand as the Guardians over the last 4 years and excited about the future that's in front of us. The Commanders have built a brand. Like it or not, if you look at the numbers, more and more people are coming around to Commanders. Well, I don't know if that necessarily
why.
People love it.
It's because of Jaden Daniels. Yeah. If Jaden Daniels hadn't shown up on the scene, then I think a lot of people would be like, the name's kind of blah, not into it. But the fact that Jaden Daniels has turned the team around in one season, that has people buying more into the name.
I put this up as our Surfside poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. We love Surfside. Iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. You can get them in liquor stores, convenient variety, 8-packs. Go get your Surfsides. And there are three options. Do you want the Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins? Yes, no, don't care, over it. Right now, it's just early voting. Only 61% say yes.
Still pretty
well,
big
still
number.
Majority.
It's, it's the majority, but
it's not overwhelming.
There's a good portion of people that are just over it and don't care, and then there's some that don't want it, that want them to remain the Commanders.
JP, it's 61 to 14 to 24. It's overwhelming support. You have three choices.
No, it's 61 to 39 if you combine the two, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it might be higher by the end of the day.
Might be.
Might be 78, 80%.
Listen, I don't care if it was 80%. It's all, and believe me, I wish they never had changed it. But the money has spoken. The blueprint is there. It, when they change it, and the next couple groups will be offended or whatever, and then you'll be vulnerable to advertisers pulling, and then you're screwed. And then you have to change it back again. They're not going to do it. It'd be fiscally irresponsible for them to actually change it to their other owners.
If you want to chime in,
it ain't happening.
800-636-1067. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Do you think this moves the ball? The Sabahs of the world are going to be fired up.
Not, I agree. It's not happening. But what it does do is it gives the graspers that think there's a potential of it happening, it keeps that door open a crack. Mm-hmm. That they think, oh, well, now Redskins is coming back because President Trump is threatening to withhold the land. Mm-hmm. If Josh
Harris, which he's also not going to do.
That's not going to happen.
He's not going to withhold the land.
It's called
he's
a talking, bluff, everybody.
He's talking trash.
His second statement later in the day was, my statement on the Washington Redskins is totally blown up, but only in a very positive way. I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable, and the deal would be more exciting for everyone.
He's just talking out of his butt.
He does this. And by the way, he does this a lot.
He's interjecting himself into a situation where, frankly, he doesn't really belong.
Well, also, I think he knows. I think he's just throwing stuff out there for fun. He's humoring himself. It's not. It's just. It's a waste. When I saw that yesterday, I was so sad. I was like, we're going to waste a show on this now.
Of course we are.
I was so sad when I saw it.
I think the complete opposite. I think if there's one person that's a wild card enough to do something like this, this is how everything he does starts. He just throws random stuff out mm-hmm. on through social. It gets momentum, and then he actually does do it. This is the stuff he does do.
He's not going to do it.
It doesn't. It's going to hold up. They may not change the name back to Redskins, but he definitely is in the cards of him getting involved and trying to take the lease back. is in play in them not getting the stadium.
I think it's unlikely he would really interject himself.
Well, if that were the case,
but this
Harris,
is Eric, he's done unlikely. This a million times. He said he throws these things out.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm willing to bet on it. Because we could debate it till we're blue in the face. I don't think he's going to do it. He's bluffing. He's literally
totally
bluffing.
Agree.
Just like he says he's going to fire.
Why do you think he fired off the second one?
What?
Why do you think he fired
because
off?
Because he gets off on the
exactly. Everyone was
he
so
gets
excited
off on the attention. And believe me, I'm a huge Trump guy. As much as people hate that, I'm sorry. I don't care. You hate it, but I also understand him. He's just talking trash. It's not going to move anything, especially Drab, when the owners have zero inclination deep down to go back. I believe Josh Harris, and I think he's wrong. I think he thinks it's appropriate. It probably should have changed. And I think he's wrong, but I think he believes that. So I don't think there's a world where Josh Harris goes back to Redskins.
They've made a mission to talk about Commanders. Whenever they bring in a player, he's a Commander.
They over-talk
yes.
about it.
Yes.
It's annoying.
And by the way, that's also annoying.
But they're building their brand.
I understand what they're doing.
The
they're
sucks,
leaning in.
But they're doing it.
They are absolutely leaning in.
And if Trump were to take away the lease or whatever,
they'll just go to Maryland.
He would just say, I have suitors in Maryland and Virginia.
I also agree with that.
And you know what?
If he takes away, if he did do it, which I don't think he will, if he did do it, I think he's just threatening. If he did do it, they'll just go to Maryland.
I know.
Yeah.
Remember, there's all kinds of theories that people think Josh really doesn't want to move down there.
There's I don't believe that, by the way.
I believe he does.
Florio theory that they actually do want Redskins to come back.
Right.
Harris is using all this to gain momentum so he can switch it. Just like the Cooley photo the other day where the Commander's account wishes him happy birthday with the Native American Redskins helmet prominently featured. Mm-hmm. They do this all the time now. Mm-hmm. Whatever you call it, a balloon.
They're trying to thread the needle and please both crowds. This is what they're doing.
Well, I know, but JP's saying they're all in on Commanders, all Commanders all the time. They dabble with Redskins plenty.
They do because trying to appease the old school people and put those photos out and sprinkle the logo in so they're trying to appease people like me.
Correct.
But they're not going to change it. It's just... I don't think Josh Harris, I think he thinks it's offensive.
I believe Harris when he says he thinks it's offensive.
When he said for obvious reasons, to me, that told me he thinks it's offensive, which I think he's wrong because there's zero intent to offend, but that's fine. I lost the argument. The money spoke.
Look, I'm in the offensive column. Mike Wise was that way, but I'm a person who, if you called, my family, I'm first generation born here, by names that I think are derogatory, I wouldn't like it. But I'm in the minority.
Right.
But I don't think it's an invalid opinion.
I also think it's okay to be offended.
That's fine.
In other words, the example I gave is, and I wrote about this years ago, and I hate talking about it, but like my mother thinks strip clubs are offensive. That doesn't mean that all strip clubs should be closed down because old ladies think they're offensive.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's just whatever.
I'm not disagreeing with that. But as you've said many times, the market spoke.
The market spoke.
And
that's what I will say.
In my opinion, he doesn't want to deal with it.
I don't think he wants to deal with it either. It's a huge can of worms. And it makes him super vulnerable when the political winds swing back. Because they're going to swing back. Because it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Of course. This is so right versus left.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It's just... not going to happen.
So they're going to keep their boring, bad name Commanders and just go forward and try to build the best they can.
And the Guardians are going to stay the Guardians. And
as bad as Commanders is, to me, Guardians is worse. But that's a complete side issue.
I agree with
they're
you.
They're both terrible.
I agree with
Guardians
you.
Is worse
I don't
than Commanders.
Know what a Guardian is. Like
they're guarding the lake, right?
Like some guardian on a bridge or something.
Like
I don't even know what
guardian city.
You're right. It is terrible.
It's dumb.
At least I can kind of... I kind of know what a Commander is.
Yeah.
I don't really know. A Guardian.
Both names stink.
What the frick is a Both. Guardian gargoyle? I don't even know what that is. All right.
I'm glad the Braves didn't have to weren't forced to change their name.
Braves, I have so much respect for them. They held strong.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they didn't change
their name. Steiner was so weak and he was so financially busto, he had to cave.
Yep.
If he had any financial wherewithal, He could have been like, you know what I loved about the Masters, whether you believe it or not, like it or not, the women's groups were offended, mm-hmm. which, by the way, you're allowed to have like a male-only club, but they didn't like it. So he said, okay, we won't take your advertising money. And for like 5 years, there was no advertising because they had the financial wherewithal.
All right. Didn't affect them.
Didn't affect them.
No.
Snyder
but Dan
Felton.
Was so bad, Busto, such a bad businessman, so bad at everything in his life that he had to cave. What a pathetic human being.
You know what? If there might, if that was a different owner, if Harris was the owner the entire time and they came in and
they
said,
might have
you
been
got,
able to hold
they,
strong.
They might have been.
If he had the financial wherewithal.
Correct.
Yeah. But Dan sucked so bad that he couldn't even stand on the one principle he said that would never change.
Said he would never change it.
Yeah, but he had to change it because he was a Busto loser.
He said that 500 times. Yeah. We're not changing the name.
Didn't he say put it all in caps?
I think all caps.
He's the one we really should be upset
God,
with.
God, he sucked. He was so terrible. All good right,
here,
riddance.
Here goes Sabah. This is just everyone's just
Sir Super Bowl.
This is just you're wasting your hopes here, guys. I'm telling you, Sabah.
Hey there, guys. I can't believe you guys are just quitters. Oh my God, it's
not quitters.
To fail than quit.
I'm pragmatic.
We're realistic.
I'm pragmatic.
No, that's not.
We're living in the real world, Sabah.
We're reading the room. How do you read the room? Let's see your Sabah's prediction.
I read the room to where when Snyder said, I'll never, ever change the name, but all caps, and I believed it, and then boom, he changed it because of one guy, Fred Smith, who's no longer on this
Why
earth.
Did he change it?
Because Fred Smith got mad at him because he didn't pay him the dividend.
Right. It didn't matter
so
about Fred Smith.
The advertisement.
Right.
The advertisement.
It cost him tens
not
of millions
of
dollars.
Not because of the natives, though.
I know.
Do the same thing.
I know. It's because of money. And it could happen again. Let's say Josh changed it. The political winds will change. There'll be some weird boycott with six people. And they'll impact the correct people. And then the right media organization for them will publish articles. They'll pressure them. Other advertisers will cave. And that'll be it.
That's a defeatist attitude. What's going to happen is, all the weak-minded need to get put away, okay? This is going to weather the storm, guys. This is like a marriage when you got to have kids and it's they're vomiting, they're pooping, they're going to school, they're picking them up. And then eventually they grow up, they become 18, they get out of the house, and then you have your marriage back. This is what we're going to go through right now.
Oh, geez.
Okay? That's kind of a
this
weird take, but okay.
This is what we're going through.
Okay.
All right? We're going through this stage. You guys got to get your gloves out. You got to fight until the end.
What can we do?
What do you make of the growing?
I mean, Sabah, what can we do?
Sabah, what do you make of the growing growing sentiment of people or the growing minority of people? It is growing that don't care anymore, that are over it.
Okay, so if they don't care anymore, they're no threat. They don't care anymore. They're indifferent. Bye. See ya. When the name comes back to Redskins, we'll welcome them all because, look, a lot of people are afraid to fail. So instead, they just say it's over. They quit. How many times have you guys predicted the Redskins going to beat a team that's heavily favored in a game? How many times have you had, oh, no, I can see it. We're going to win. Now, all of a sudden, we're 50-50 right now, guys. We're 50-50. And you're like, nope, it's over. It's over.
All right.
No, it's not.
I don't think it's 50-50.
We disagree. God bless you.
We're going to get our
name
back.
I hope you're right.
We're going
to win. I hope
Sabah,
you're right.
We got to run.
I hope you're right.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I hope she's right. I hope that he announces today that he's going to change it back.
Right.
It ain't happening, though.
You keep hoping.
I literally hope that he does. It's not happening.
800-636-1067. Do you think yesterday moved the ball at all on bringing the name back?